Action item 11, we're going to go into executive session. The Board of Directors will conduct a closed meeting in executive session. If you're not specifically involved in the presentation of this executive session agenda item, please excuse yourself from the boardroom at this time. The Board of Directors will now enter into executive session at 1:17 p.m. Let's see. The Board of Directors hereby reconvenes into open session at 3:02 p.m.
Oh, we're on the same one?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll give it a few minutes to let everybody filter back in. How was that pie? What'd you have? The buttermilk? I love these.
It's pure sugar.
That's why I don't think it. Terms I heard was most.
We're pre-getting.
No, just in the purchase. Most of us in the purchase.
This takes more time to release this. This will be used to be after tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. So we'll do 12. These two will be pretty quick.
They all be
good. How far do you want to get to? So we're going to try and get down to 23.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll be, but maybe it's tomorrow. Okay. We'll try, okay. All right, everybody. Matt, if you'd kind of give us a little bit of a conversation.
Okay. For the benefit of the members of public in attendance, out of our executive session, we're going to be adopting two resolutions this time. The first resolution is ratification of a contract with the Patterson Group. As most folks know, since the enactment of House Bill 3031 and since the end of legislative session, we've been working to draft up a contract with the Patterson Group so that we can move forward with the overall sale. It's taken quite a bit of work. It's been a pretty big effort, very complicated effort. This is a very complicated task, very complicated deal. So we are at the point now where we're ready to take the next step, which would be entering into this contract. That will then move forward the deadlines toward closing.
Matt, could you speak up? I think they're having some trouble hearing a little bit.
This will be the next step in the process toward us moving towards closing in the future. But before we can do anything, obviously, we have to ratify this contract. So I'm happy to read a very lengthy resolution about ratification of the contract.
If you would please read the resolution.
Okay. Whereas the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority issued a request for bids dated January 8, 2009, RFB number 09-04-391, including addenda 1 through 11 thereto, the RFB, regarding certain real property owned by the Brazos River Authority located above the 1,000-foot contour line at Possum Kingdom Lake in Palo Stevens, and Young Counties, Texas, as more particularly described in the RFB, the property, and whereas by resolution approved April 28, 2008, the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority directed staff to exclude from the RFB any property necessary for present and future Brazos River Authority operations, and Whereas the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority considered the bids received that met or exceeded the mandatory requirements of the RFB, considered the best interest of the Brazos River Authority, and declared the property surplus and accepted the bid of Patterson PK Land Partnership Limited, the successful bidder, submitted on April 8, 2009, in the amount of approximately $50 million, subject to the terms and conditions set forth in the RFB and in such bid that were consistent with the RFB and applicable law, the successful bid, and whereas the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority directed the General Manager / CEO of the Brazos River Authority to negotiate, execute, acknowledge as necessary, and deliver the contract and any and all other necessary, required, or convenient documents with and to the successful bidder and or the title company in connection with the sale of the property to the successful bidder, consistent with the RFB, the successful bid, and applicable law, and whereas that certain legislation known as House Bill 3031 was passed by the 81st Legislature of the State of Texas, HB 3031, and became effective May 27, 2009, which legislation set forth certain requirements related to the sale of the property, and whereas the General Manager, CEO of the Brazos River Authority, and the successful bidder have negotiated a mutually acceptable contract for sale consistent with the RFB, successful bid, HB 3031, and other applicable law, the contract for sale, which contract has been timely executed by the successful bidder, and whereas the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority desires to ratify and approve the contract for sale and authorize the General Manager to / CEO of the Brazos River Authority to negotiate, execute, acknowledge as necessary any and all amendments to the contract for sale as well as any and all other documents and to take any and all actions necessary to complete the sale of the property to the successful bidder substantially in accordance with the terms of the contract for sale. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the contract for sale and the form as executed by the successful bidder on or before the date hereof is hereby ratified and approved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, and be it further resolved that the General Manager, CEO of the Brazos River Authority is hereby authorized and directed to negotiate, execute, acknowledge as necessary, and deliver, A, the contract for sale and any and all amendments to the contract for sale and assignments thereof, B, documents expressly required to be delivered under the contract for sale in a form as mutually and reasonably agreed to by and between the General Manager / CEO and the successful bidder, including without limitation, the special warranty deed, the bill of sale, the assignment, assumption, ratification of leases or rents, the assignment, assumption of contracts, assignment and assumption of the ranch agreement, and C, any other documents required by the contract for sale to be delivered by the Brazos River Authority at closing, and any documents reasonably required by HB 3031, the successful bidder, and or the title company to convey the property, including without limitation, evidence reasonably satisfactory to the successful bidder, and the title company reflecting the valid authorization of the General Manager / CEO to execute the contract for sale, and all of the closing documents on behalf of the Brazos River Authority, and be it further resolved that the General Manager / CEO of the Brazos River Authority is hereby authorized and directed to take the following actions. A, post on the website of the Brazos River Authority the effective date of the contract for sale and the anticipated date of closing thereunder, as well as any changes to the anticipated date of closing. B, on or before the closing to file in the public records of the counties on which the property is located that certain declarations of restrictive covenants, easements, and conditions in a form consistent with the requirements of the contract for sale and HB 3031. C, at or after the closing to deliver a letter from the Brazos River Authority to all leaseholders of any portion of the property advising them of the sale of the property and that all future rents are to be paid to the successful bidder and that all security deposits and lease obligations have been assumed by the successful bidder and that the successful bidder is responsible for their refund and to be responsible for delivering copies of the letters to each leaseholder and D, to take any and all other actions necessary to complete the sale of the property to the successful bidder in accordance with the terms of the contract for sale, HB 3031, and applicable law, and E, to take any and all actions required or permitted by the contract for sale, HB 3031, and applicable law related to the conveyance of the individual lease lots to the, from the successful bidder to the individual leaseholders, including without limitation, review and approval of the title company, surveyor, and surveys, and F, if necessary, to prepare and submit applications to and pursue approvals from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission as required or permitted by the contract for sale or HB 3031.
Thank you very much. You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to accept? Motion by Reedon, second by Christian. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeClewis?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Sacanino?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Reedon?
Aye.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lantrup?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinbeck?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes,
okay, one step closer. Okay. Matt, if you would.
Next resolution we have is also rather lengthy. It relates to encroachments. Obviously, with FERC denying the application for BRA to sell the buffer, encroachments will continue to be an issue. The BRA will have to, at some point, approach FERC with regard to the encroachments and discuss with them what we do have, what's there. What we have come up with and what we are asking the board to adopt today is a process by which we will deal with encroachments in the meantime. We believe it is a very liberal process. It'll be a positive process for lessees in terms of allowing encroachments to remain in place, categorizing encroachments, and allowing us to go to FERC and talk to FERC about what can stay and what should stay and move forward from there. But we believe it's a way to at least add a little bit of certainty with regard to how encroachments will be handled in the meantime until such time as we get some more definitive answers from FERC. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Okay.
Any questions?
I'm going to read another very lengthy resolution. Hang on just a second. Let me get this brought up again.
Mr. Water?
No, I'm good. Okay. Whereas the Brazos River Authority possesses a license to operate a hydroelectric generation facility at Possum Kingdom Lake, subject to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's FERC rules and regulations, and whereas certain land located around Possum Kingdom Lake has been designated FERC project area, including a shoreline control strip established by the FERC order amending license issued May 15, 1980, and whereas the Brazos River Authority leases land around Possum Kingdom Lake for residential purposes, and portions of these leases are located within the FERC project area and the shoreline control strip, and whereas the FERC license generally prohibits construction of improvements and structures within the FERC project area and the shoreline control strip, and whereas it is been determined the numerous improvements owned by the Brazos River Authority residential lessees encroached into the FERC project area, and whereas the Brazos River Authority is in the process of divesting of the residential leases and specific commercial leases at Possum Kingdom, and in accordance with the divestiture process, a comprehensive survey is being conducted which will identify the existing encroachments in the FERC project area, and whereas the Brazos River Authority on or before January 2nd, 2012 intends to submit an application to FERC requesting that certain categories of encroachments be permitted to remain in place and asking FERC to provide guidance on regarding whether existing unapproved encroachments should also be permitted to remain in place. And whereas, in consideration of the foregoing, until such time as the FERC response to the aforementioned application has been received, Brazos River Authority has determined it is willing to allow all existing encroachments to remain in place subject to the provisions of this resolution. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby directs the General Manager slash CEO to take the following actions regarding the encroachments into the FERC project area. One, except as otherwise provided herein, subject to health, safety, and or welfare matters and compliance with any local, state, or federal laws, Brazos River Authority staff shall take no action to require the removal of any encroachments existing as of the date of the resolution, pending a ruling by FERC on the Brazos River Authority's application to address existing encroachments. Two, upon receipt of the survey results from the comprehensive survey being conducted for divestiture purposes, Brazos River Authority staff shall compile a list of all existing encroachments, notify lessees of any encroachments discovered on their lease. Such lessees shall then have 30 days from the date of such notice to submit to the authority written documentation as the categorization of such encroachments. Encroachments shall be categorized as follows. A, pre-1980 encroachments consisting of improvements constructed within the FERC project area upon leased land for residential purposes on or before May 15, 1980, which as of May 15, 1980 were under construction. Construction was explicitly approved by the Brazos River Authority for which financing was approved, and any alterations of such improvements to the extent such alterations do not encroach further toward the shoreline than the original improvement. B, residential encroachments consisting of improvements constructed within the FERC project area which are enclosed, habitable residential structures, whether expressly approved in writing by the Brazos River Authority or not, including any improvements for which property use agreement has been previously executed. C, pre-approved encroachments consisting of improvements constructed within the FERC project area which have been expressly approved in writing by the Brazos River Authority, including any improvements for which property use agreement has been previously executed. And D, unimproved encroachments consisting of improvements constructed within the FERC project area which were not explicitly approved in writing by the Brazos River Authority. For purposes of the Brazos River Authority's encroachment policy, approval of a lease assignment by the Brazos River Authority shall not be considered as an express written approval of an encroachment. And three, any encroachment for which the authority does not receive acceptable written documentation shall, in sole discretion of the Brazos River Authority, be treated as unapproved encroachments. The Brazos River Authority shall determine the acceptability of written documentation at sole discretion. Four, on or before January 2nd, 2012, Brazos River Authority staff shall submit an application to the FERC requesting that pre-1980 encroachments, residential encroachments, and pre-approved encroachments be permitted to remain in place and asking FERC to provide guidance regarding whether existing unapproved encroachments should also be permitted to remain in place. Five, until such time as the Brazos River Authority has received guidance from FERC regarding encroachments, encroachments existing as of the day of the resolution will be addressed as follows. A, pre-1980 encroachments will be permitted to remain in place with no further action being required on part of the lessee. B, residential encroachments, pre-approved encroachments, and unimproved encroachments will be permitted to remain in place, and leasehold assignments will be authorized only if the lessee or assignee, in the event of an assignment, signs a property use agreement in a form consistent with the requirements of this resolution, which acknowledges the existence of the encroachment and provides that the lessee or assignee will remove or modify the encroachment if FERC so requires. And six, notwithstanding any provision in this resolution to the contrary, in the event a lessee declines to execute a property use agreement regarding an applicable encroachment, the Brazos River Authority may in its sole discretion either require removal of such encroachment or, in the alternative, treat such encroachment as an unimproved encroachment in its application to FERC. Additionally, encroachments that are constructed after the day of this resolution without prior written approval of the Brazos River Authority shall, at the sole discretion of the Brazos River Authority, be subject to immediate removal, shall not be included in the Brazos River Authority's application to FERC regarding encroachments.
You've heard a very fast reading of the resolution. Man, I swear that I've heard your voice at the end of Mars car commercials. You've heard a reading, all in seriousness. Yeah, you've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Moved by Bell, seconded by Christian. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Dick Lewis?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Christian?
Aye.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lantrick?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Thank you very much. Good work, everybody.